The Business Hour with Cyril Fulyoun on OFM.
Heritage Month that we are still celebrating. It is Tourism Month as well, celebrating the beauty of this incredible country of ours. And tonight on the Business Hour, I've got spokesperson for Tourism, Economic Development and Environmental Affairs of the Free State on the line, Khotso Tau. How are you doing this evening?
So far, so good, Cyril. And we're getting there. I hope you are also getting, you're also fine. You sound super, actually.
All right. But that's good. I mean, maybe some more good news after tonight's speech as well from President Ramaphosa. I mean, he's expected to, everybody's expecting him to go to level one. Then I think that things will start turning around for the tourism industry. I do hope.
We're really optimistic about that.
So, I mean, looking at the past few months, you know, how severely has the national lockdown impacted the tourism sector, especially in the Free State?
Well, Cyril, the lockdown, well, we all accept and appreciate that it was necessary to keep the spread. But look, the tourism is people-driven. So once the movement is restricted, that industry and that sector as a whole is just literally choked. And there's no movement, there's no tourism. There are no people, there's no tourism. There's no tourism, the economy suffers. The economy suffers, people do not get their salaries. And businesses' income are way down. Some business, we suspect, may find it very difficult to come out of the situation. Because ordinarily, people, businesses were hit very, very hard because there was no business for the first level 5, level 4, since started happening from level 3. So at that stage, damage was already done.
So if we look at some of the challenges, I mean, there is a road to recovery. We are all part of that currently. But for tourism itself, and like I said, for the Free State, you know, what are some of the major challenges ahead?
Look, the Free State's tourism traditionally also relies on international travel, like all other. Statistics do indicate that, look, in the past year or so, the Free State welcomed or received about 1.1 million international travelers, largely from the US, Netherlands, many, and of course, many parts of Africa. That the fact that there has not been any international traveling, all that business has been affected. So you would imagine that that on its own would have a big impact. So we had to readjust. Everybody else had to readjust to concentrate and put more focus on domestic tourism, to encourage local people to travel their own areas, to understand, like, and love them, and to be able to give the tourism sector a chance of revival.
So you think we've seen a boost in local travel?
I would imagine so, Cyril. I think, look, the 3 months of lockdown, many people were starting to be edgy. Many people were starting to do the wrong things. We are aware of people who, because of maybe what we call withdrawal symptoms, people were feeling caged, and they started going out against the rules. And once there was an indication of people can travel within the provinces, we saw people traveling. And once the borders of the provinces were opening, we saw people crossing the border and being able to get into the Free State and to do this and that. you would remember that the Free State has got, it's probably, no, it's not probably, but it's actually the only province in the whole country which shares borders with six other provinces. So things are starting to look up. We do have to shape up as a tourism industry ourselves. We do have to raise the bar a little bit. Our marketing we should start beating the drum to make sure that that people understand and know that we are there. We need to start punching above our own weight to ensure that people do come to the Free State, because if they don't come, we're stuck with the situation. But we are confident and we hope that we're starting to see some improvement, some movement in that direction.
Khotsa, do you guys have any plans in place for, let's say, tonight it happens that international travel will be opened up again, to sort of get the international travelers to start coming back to the Free State again? Do you have anything planned?
Plans have been there even whilst the whole process was not yet open. We have been in discussion with the industry. To say, look, now that we do not know when things will happen, but we need to start preparing ourselves. Even though we know that the floodgates are just not going to open, people who had made bookings, probably we start speaking to them. For instance, we know that during the game auction earlier this year, there are international hunters who had bought packages and they couldn't come. So we've been on standby as things stand now to be able to say once the gates are or it's open, we should be able to engage with them and say we're ready to welcome you. We had actually contacted them and said we're not happy, we're not looking forward to reimbursing you or paying back your money. Can we hold back to your money so that once the borders are open, you can start coming into the Free State? So yes, we have been waiting in anticipation of the opening of the international borders so that we can welcome our international travelers.
So definitely a boost for the industry. How have they replied to that?
It's their life. They have to do it at least once a year to be around the Free State. You remember, the Free State contributes, the hunting industry contributes between 650 to 700 million to the GDP, which makes a very big chunk of the whole contribution of the hunting industry towards the GDP in the country. So we are, if you like, we are a mecca of hunting. So we're looking forward. We do not want to lose that business. Mm. That business on its own, it supports about 5,000 jobs. So we have to double our efforts to make sure that those who are regular visitors to the Free State for hunting are actually on their next flight once we open.
For sure. Khotsa Tau, spokesperson for Tourism, Economic Development and Environmental Affairs, joining us on the Business Hour. Thank you so much for taking the time to discuss this with us. And also good luck. Let's hope things will change soon, that we will move to level one and the borders will be opened up. So we'll see and find out at 7 o'clock.
Of course, we're crossing our fingers. We're hoping that the president will give us good news, because honestly, the tourism industry needs some good news so that it can get its head up again.
Definitely. Khotsa, thank you so much, and also good luck to you guys, right?
Thank you so much, Cyril.
Keep on. Well. Bye-bye. That's Consul Tao for the Tourism Ministry right here on FM, the sound of your life. Of course, so remember also to always spend locally. And if you're in the Northern Cape, go and see the places you haven't seen, just maybe around the corner. And also just the neighboring town. Just go and say hi, find out what it's all about. And so support the local towns and also in central South Africa. You're listening to FM, the sound of your life. It is Heritage Month, and this is how we celebrate, of course, this beautiful heritage of ours.
The Business Hour with Cyril Fulyoun on OFM.